Chakras, Everything You Should Know About Balance, Healing, and Meditation by Fred Taylors. Narrated by Brandon Suku. Chapter 1. What are chakras? The fact is that checking your chakras is just something that I do each time. I actually believe it's so crucial to keep the energy flowing in these 7 primary energy focus points of our body, specifically when it comes to BIE and helping the body achieve inner balance. Although not everybody seems familiar with the chakra system, it is definitely being talked about a lot more often in yoga classes, Reiki sessions, meditations, by holistic practitioners. While Western clinical research isn't plentiful, it's said that the chakra system came from India back between 1500 and 500 BC in the oldest text called the Vedas, Sanskrit and Hinduism Bibles. In my perspective, it only takes one session of getting to know your energy systems to know that it is undoubtedly very real and resonating within you at each second of the day. My objective for you today is to introduce you to the chakras and to give you a little insight on why you would want to do inner work on keeping them healthy and the energy easily flowing. What is a chakra? Chakra is a Sanskrit word which actually translates to wheel or disc. It can also describe whirlpool or whirlwind, chakravakam. Nonetheless, in yoga, meditation, and the practice of Ayurvedic medicine, chakra describes wheels of energy throughout the body. There are numerous maps created of the chakra system. There are actually thousands of complex channels and points. Think acupuncture and the meridian lines, and significant main and side channels. Although there are 7 primary chakras, some say there can even be up to 114. This includes above and below our physique, subtle body, or astral body. But not to worry about all those. Today, we are going to be focusing on the 7 primary chakras. These 7 main chakras, which line up with the spine, beginning with the base of the spine, root chakra, through to the top of the head, crown chakra. Chakra are like swirling wheels of energy where the physical and consciousness meet. This energy is called prana, the crucial vital force, which is what keeps us dynamic, healthy, and alive. Each chakra corresponds to enormous nerve centers and significant organs in the body. Each of these 7 main chakras also include our mental, psychological, and spiritual states of being. The objective is that our 7 chakras stay open, aligned, and with the energy moving fluidly between each of them and also linking them all. If there's a clog in one or many, then the energy can't flow throughout our body and creates stagnant energy, which in time will manifest in different imbalances, emotional, physical, etc. Keeping the energy flowing easily within our body and our chakras open is much easier to do when you have consciousness of them and what an imbalance might feel like. Helping to stabilize one also helps to bring and keep the others in balance too. The following is a rundown of these 7 chakras, what each represent, what physique parts are connected with each, crystals and essential oils used to help balance them, and also what signs you might feel if there's a block. The 7 chakras. 1. The root chakra. Sanskrit name, Mooladhara. Mool equals root, and adhara equals support. This chakra, as per its name, relates to groundedness, our survival impulses, and basic needs. This chakra is our structure and is all about feeling safe and secure. It's connected to how we nurture ourselves, food and water, and our home, shelter and cash, and on a psychological level feeling safe and releasing fear. Its goal, survival, security, and stability. Place, base of spine.